With Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Morning, Nikki and DeMello aboard, and yes, Sheeby Friday.
Yay.
Arr.
It's a good one.
Yes. Let's hope. Let's think good things. Let's make it a good one indeed.
Mm.
The whole shark in the river situation, though, is a bit of a scary reminder of... You just never know quite what's around the corner. Mm. Mate of mine, funny talking about it, reckons that the back in the day they used to call them Swan River Whalers. But
River Whalers.
Well, yeah, I think they came up.
Bull sharks?
Yeah. They're always there. They've always been around. But, yeah, they called them.
They're hungry now.
Well, I don't know. He said that he was always surprised that there weren't more kind of incidents because they have certainly kicked around for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess it's a reminder that despite what we think, the water is not our natural habitat.
No.
Mm.
It's not ours. It's theirs.
Yeah.
We're guests.
Yes, indeed. Now, speaking of things of a natural sort, Mother Nature, that severe weather warning again in place for damaging winds along the hills. I was looking at it from like Gingin to Collie, basically, once again. And they reckon that has a part to play in the lack of sea breeze in some parts of place. They reckon Perth sea breeze didn't make it any further than the coastal suburbs yesterday.
It's not even a true sea breeze, it's just a southerly.
Yeah.
So it's not really... Still not blowing totally off the ocean. Well,
they're actually saying the Bureau says it's not likely to return till Monday for most places. So
very strange weather.
It is. Well,
I'm not used to this. I'm used to summer being very mild. You know, you get a 40-degree day every now and again, and every other day, if you don't go to the beach before 11 o'clock, the day's over. It's too windy. Down there, it's crap.
Yeah, well, it's...
But now it's like, geez, we've just had hot day after hot day.
That said, I did see talk of, like, a tropical cyclone kicking around.
There's something going on, that's for sure.
That's certainly not helping, but anyway. And continuing in that, apparently Mandurah experienced a second... straight year of low rainfall in 2020, lower than average.
Yeah, right.
Final tally, more than 100 mils shy of the yearly average.
100 mils?
Despite posting its wettest November on record, the city still struggled to get anywhere near the mean benchmark of 647.4 mils for the year, finishing at 507.
Wow, that's scary, isn't it?
It is a fair bit less.
Because it feels like when we did get rain, it was a lot.
Well, they did say there were a couple of months where you got above, but overall... Not
wasn't
enough. December wrapped up the year with 17 days straight without rain.
Mm.
The low figures follow on from a dry 2019 as well, which produced a lowly 517 mils. And if you don't believe it, you just look at my lawn. Trust me.
Do you have sprinklers?
That is beside the point. I don't go for this modern technology, Vicky.
Well, maybe you should.
Farts aren't strong enough to propel humans in zero gravity.
Okay.
Attempts have been made. Attempts have been studied.
Studies have been done.
It wasn't official studies, but apparently informal tests have been attempted from most...
Very, very informal.
Well, clearly, but pretty much most people that have been into space. But retired Canadian ISS astronaut Chris Hadfield was answering questions on Reddit when the topic of getting stuck, like floating in a module and unable to push off in either direction, came up. It led to the obvious question about self-propulsion. And his response, we all tried it, too muffled, not the right type of propulsive nozzle.
Which is weird. Wow.
Which
shocking.
Is fair to say.
You'd have to be nude, I would assume.
Well, perhaps. And maybe some sort of funnel on it would be useful as well to direct the...
The force.
There's also no word as to whether there'd been any research into whether lighting them would make a difference
or not.
You know, but that might create some of the explosive force.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess you and I will probably never know.
No.
But that can be the next project for
NASA
and the International Space Station scientists.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, we're heading into the last 2 weeks of the school holidays.
Well, exciting for some, devastating for others.
Yeah, I don't know who needs to hear this, but some people do so they can get through. Other people need to do so they can prepare themselves, I guess, for the school year ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Which also means, yes, you've got to start thinking about uniforms and book lists and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. lots of markets on this weekend. Not that I'm suggesting that's where you go for uniforms and book lists, but completely
take
unrelated.
Take your mind off it.
Saturday morning, there's the... Serpentine Jarrodale Farmers Market, and you've also got the Mandurah Historical Society Garage Sale.
Nice.
Pinjarra Summer Twilight Markets are on Saturday evening. And then Sunday morning, you've got the Hallshead Swap Meet and the Port Bouvard Car Park Market.
Wow.
Our website has all of it.
A weekend of bric-a-brac.
It does. Our website has all the info. And it's National Bagel Day.
Nice.
Love a bagel.
Mm-hmm.
So grab a bagel and a schmear today.
A schmear?
Not a pap.
Ooh.
No. Cream cheese.
Okay.
That's what they call it, bagel and a schmear.
Right.
You've got to do it with the shh.
Okay.
It's not a smear, it's a schmear. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I'm not going to lie, it doesn't sound appealing.
Probably not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Very tasty, is all I'm saying. All right? So take that info, use it how you will.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news that's like a gusty easterly on a hot day, here's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The Foo Fighters have released a brand new song called Waiting on a War to mark Dave Grohl's 52nd birthday yesterday. Grohl took to Twitter to explain the song, writing, "Last fall, as I was driving my daughter to school, she turned to me and asked, 'Daddy, is there going to be a war?' My heart sank as I realised she was now under the same dark cloud that I had felt 40 years ago. I wrote 'Waiting on a War' that day."
Is there more to this? More to this? More to this than just waiting on a war? Just waiting on a war?
Nice.
That will also appear on the Fooey's new album, Medicine at Midnight, which is out February 5th. Ariana Grande has announced who will be on the remix of her song 34 plus 35 when it drops today. She posted a photo of the single artwork revealing it will feature Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat.
Hey.
After teasing yesterday two photos of silhouettes, she has confirmed it, so it's out sometime today.
Nice.
Billie Eilish and Khalid have joined the Billion Views Club on YouTube for their song Lovely.
Isn't it lovely? All alone. Heart made of glass, my mind of stone.
It's a beautiful song.
I know you don't necessarily get much for your YouTube plays, but surely a billion plays means they've got a bit of revenue out of that.
Yeah. They've got a little while to go before they catch Baby Shark, though, which is the most watched video on YouTube at 7.6 billion views. Nicki Minaj has been ordered to pay Tracy Chapman $450,000. That's US dollars, by the way, after reaching a settlement in court over their copyright lawsuit. It's in regards to the use of Tracy's song Baby Can I Hold You in Nicki's song Sorry, which was leaked in 2018.
Because
Tracy said no to allowing the song to be on Nicki's album Queen. This is the song.
You can say baby.
So it's obvious.
It's clearly it's come from.
Reworking of her song, basically.
Pretty much.
But she said no to it. Nicki didn't release it. Someone's leaked it, and now she has to pay her money.
She has to pay.
She has to pay.
It's very rough.
No, she asked for permission, and look where it's got her.
So you just go ahead. What did they say? It's easier.
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Right.
Yep.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
There you go, kids. Yeah. No joke.
Some advice for all of us today.
Nicki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.